Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If you're listening again this week, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, I have one announcement. There will be no wand waving or silly incantations in this class, so buckle up. It's bound to be a crazy ride.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I know it's been a really long time. Or at least it feels like it has. Maybe it really hasn't, but just don't know. So, I have another episode planned, but I wanted to do this one first because I wanted to start the new year off on a light-hearted, happy note. So, or at least I hope it's a happy note. Oh, no. I did a poll on Twitter asking if anyone wanted this, and nobody said yes, and nobody said no, so, I guess people just don't care. So, I am going to talk about something that people are probably going to be like, what? How is this kink related? Well, technically it's not, unless drinking water is your kink. And by all means, it is, however, sort of DS related in a weird kind of way. Okay, so if you are a submissive individual and your dom says to you, I want you to drink blah, blah, blah amount of water. Doesn't matter how much water, a cup of water. I don't care. I want you to drink water. And you're like, but water is gross. I like my coffee. Which, who doesn't? I'm looking at you people who don't like coffee. You guys are people I don't understand. Anyway. So, you say that, and then they're like, yeah, well, you need to drink water because it's healthy for you. It's good for you, you know, whatever reasons they decide to give you. So, it's a battle. There was a, if anyone doesn't use TikTok, there was a war between the doms and the brats of the world, or at least of TikTok, that they were, there were doms dumping out coffee pots and subs, brats more so dumping out pitchers of water and almost pitchers of water, and it was a whole thing. But I have a solution for everybody. It is called Circle. If you are on TikTok, you probably saw it. I don't know how I didn't see it, but I didn't, or if I did, I wasn't paying attention, because let's be honest, if I see an ad anywhere, I'm not paying attention to it most of the time. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, that's weird, but like most of the time I don't pay attention. So I think the last like ad I paid attention to was I don't even remember what it was. But, see, that just goes to show you I don't pay attention to ads. Sorry, YouTube people who expect 10 cents from me. Sorry. I skipped the ad. Anyway, so, it was funny. Because when I got it, I didn't even know it was a thing. Because, like I said, skip ads. So, even if I had known it was a thing, I wouldn't have thought, I want this, because I had Mio. And I love Mio. Well, I did. I don't anymore. So I wouldn't have really thought about it. And when it was given to me, the person who gave it to me was like, I've had this for like 6 months, but you didn't know I had it. Because I made sure that you would not find out that it was a thing. Because it was a Christmas present but I got it early because, oh no, I guess she took pity on me. Anyway, so what I really like about this is, one, you get your coffee and your water at the same freaking time. Coffee is technically water when you have a Circo water bottle, because it is water. You're just taking a sip of coffee flavored water. Suck it, Doms. Anyway, I'll pay for that one later. Probably, maybe, hopefully not. But I like that because now I can drink my pumpkin spice or caramel latte or whatever other coffee flavors there are, and get my caffeine and my coffee taste, because I love the way the coffee tastes. It tastes so good. When you add things to it, I don't know. I can't do black coffee. Yuck. But kudos to those who can. I just can't do it. Hey! Stop messing with her. Stop that. Milo, quit. Good boy. Go play. We got him fixed yesterday. Yesterday being the 22nd of December. Just in case anyone wondered. He's not supposed to be doing that, but he is. All right. I mean, it's not nearly as bad as it was, so I'll take it. Plus, I don't think he's, like, all, being all sexual with her. Anyway, so that's an update on my cat. So, I got it, and I tried it, and, I really like it. I have tried the pumpkin spice iced coffee. I feel like it's pumpkin spiced ice, but that just sounds strange in my mouth. Okay. I've tried that one. I have another one sitting right beside me. I'm waiting for my water to get colder because I can't do room temperature water. It just tastes funky. Especially when it's this nasty tap water. I mean, it's the tap water is okay, but it's not great, so, and not my favorite. But I've tried the pumpkin spiced iced latte. Oh my god, I don't like the way it sounds in my mouth. Okay. I've tried that one. I tried the mixed berry. I like that one. I've tried the caramel iced coffee. I like that one. The only one I've tried so far that I just cannot do is fruit punch. I know somebody out there who has done a YouTube video, and that was one of the things they tried, is like, what? I don't like it. I tried it on it because even if I've tried a flavor before, I always put it on a one because you can customize how much flavor you get out of each sip, which is why they're called sips. They're not called cartridges. They're called, well, I guess technically they are, but Circo calls them sips because with each sip, you can change the flavor from no flavor to like a 10, which a 9.5, 10? Somebody help. Please, for the sake of my sanity and yours, don't do that. Do not. I mean, unless you have some really strange taste buds and you can't taste it, please don't. Do not put it up on a tin, because it's gonna taste like shit. It's gonna taste like somebody just poured meal liquid into your mouth. Don't, with no water, just don't do it. Ugh. Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Especially with the coffee ones, No. Sometimes I like my strong coffee, but that is too much. It's way too much. But I like it a lot. It's pretty inexpensive when you sit there and, you know, do the M word. I don't like the M word, Big Mouth, y'all. It's just about the same price as Mio, but I believe if you do Mio correctly, it doesn't last as long as, say, Circle does. I never did Mio correctly. I did it when I felt like it. I don't like it. I don't like flavored packs, powders, mixes, liquids, whatever, anymore, because of the simple fact, if you make a Mio liquid drink or Crystal Light or whatever, pick a thing, and you drink half the bottle, even just a sip or two, and you're like, this isn't what I expected. I want to go back to drinking water. Guess what? You either gotta toss that bottle and get a new one, or dump it out and get a new one. With Circle, you don't gotta do that. You just turn the little dial to X. Please, not to 9.5. I'm gonna say 9.5 because that just sounds cooler than saying 10. Because it's not a straight 10, it's a 9.5. So, I don't even think it turns a whole turn when you turn it to a 10. Anyway, so that's why I like it. Plus, you can, in fact, I did it once just to see what it looked like, and it was weird. You can, in fact, take, once you're done with the cartridge, preferably, please don't waste a cartridge. You can take it apart and recycle it, because there is like a little, if you don't want to know how it works, stop listening. There is a little like plastic foily bag thing that the flavor sits in, and when you push the dial, I don't know how that works. There's some kind of mechanical thing, probably. I don't know. I like to call it magic. There's like a little mechanical something or other that makes the bag release the flavor with each sip of water. Nothing gets into your water. Even when you're taking a sip with like probably the max amount of flavor. Again, I personally wouldn't recommend it, but everybody has different taste buds, so go for it, I guess, if you want to be silly one day and do it. But I wouldn't. Too much. When you, it releases each flavor. So, like, even what I was saying, because I finally figured it out. Even when you put it on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.5. It's still clear because it's water. It's water. It's not freaking flavored ickiness. There are no colors. No artificial colors. I don't think there's any colors in it at all, actually. I could be wrong about that. Somebody can tell me, but I don't think, I'm pretty sure the liquid in there is clear too. There's no artificial flavors. There are artificial sweeteners because who wants to drink unsweetened pumpkin spice coffee? I don't. That would just taste weird to me, I think. But I'm gonna fuck it up. Sucralose, I don't know, that one, and stevia. So if you have an allergic situation to any of those two, you might want to stay away. But I'm fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. And it really is this time. There are different categories that you can get. There is like a life sip, which has vitamins and nutrients and all the fun healthy things. There's Fit Sips, which has electrolytes, which I'm excited because the coconut pineapple is a Fit Sip, and that's one that's on my list of ones that I want to try, and hopefully this month coming up, January, I'll be able to do it. So, yay. There is Brew Sips, which is coffee, caffeinated, bold, blended, strong coffee stuff. There is, which is my personal favorite, there are Tea Sips, which I have not tried, and I'm kind of beats one of those weird situations. Some people really like the sweet tea and lemon situation thing going on there, but probably not, because I don't, lemon, ugh, it's gross. There are Ghost Sips, which has caffeine, healthy energy, and then there's another sip that I can't, oh, Pure Sip, that's the other one, which is like essences, fruit essences, essentially. Like pineapple and apple and peach and I think blackberry maybe on that list. And raspberry, and I got a blackberry one. So I'm excited because I love to pick blackberries off trees and eat them. Probably shouldn't do that, but, you know. They're good. Can't help it. I haven't gotten poisoned yet, so yeah. So what else was I gonna say? I'll tell you the pros and the cons of each of this. I'll tell you the cons because I already told you all the pros. There's only a few. One, it's not even a big deal. Like the things that I found with this is not really a problem. One is that when you lower, this is gonna sound really bad. I said it once to my sir, and he was being bad. Anyway, I mean, probably the way I said it also made it sound worse than it was, but what can you do? When you are drinking, I'm going to say it as not perverted as I possibly can. When you are drinking your water, doesn't matter if you have it on 10 or 2 or 1 or 0, X. Which is weird because X is 10 in Roman. What? X is 10 in Roman numerals. Wouldn't you think X would be at the... Okay, whatever. Anyway, instead it has a little circle thing, which means it's like wide open. There's like no... yuck. Anyway, so when you're drinking your water out of the little thingy, I'm not sure what they call that thing. Spoiler? That doesn't sound right. Okay, whatever. I think that's what they call it. you have to, when you put the bottle down after you've taken your sip, you have to, I'm trying to figure out the least perverted way of saying it, and nothing I'm coming up with is working. you have to, oh Lord, you have to suck the top of the lid. God. Ugh. I did it. Because if you, like a straw. Because if you don't, and you take another sip, water is going, water sits at the top of the lid, and it will leak on you. It's not leaking, it's just sitting there at the top of the lid, just because it has nowhere else to go. So, I gotta, you know. So, that's a problem. Is it apparently doesn't happen with the stainless steel bottles, because they do have stainless steel bottles. I cannot disprove or approve that message, but apparently it doesn't. So, do it at your own risk, I suppose. If you want to spend $25 and find out, go for it. But, you know, I'm not doing that, because just for that purpose. Plus, my water stays, unless I don't put ice in it, my water stays pretty cold for a bit, so I can pretty much, like, drink half the bottle and it'd be okay. Until, you know, summer happens, and then we might have a problem, because it gets hot. The other kind of complaint is, and apparently this doesn't happen as much with the stainless steel bottle either. Yeah, I need a stainless steel bottle at some point. That's going to be a thing. When you take a sip, which I should probably do to demonstrate, but I don't want to get up. When you take a sip of your water, it's sort of... It when you first get the bottle, it really does it. It's really bad. It's like squeaky. It's like, I don't know. It sounds like I don't know. It's really squeaky when you've used your bottle a couple of times, and apparently in the dishwasher, will stop it. But we don't have a dishwasher, so we can't disprove or approve that message either. But when you first get it, it's really squeaky. Really bad squeaky. Now it's squeaky, but it's not nearly as bad. You can drink it quietly, but you're going to be there a while drinking your water, because it kind of... Here we go again with the sexual innuendos. But I'm not even trying to be sexual here. It kind of drips into your mouth. It doesn't... You can't get a lot of liquid out if you do it quietly. Because, I don't know. It just doesn't work. You gotta do it loudly. So, Circle, I think you're doing this on purpose. Anyway. So... Yeah, all in all, though, and also, because this has become, like, the next best thing since, like, vitamin water, it's become really, really popular, like, unbelievably so, and they're experiencing, shipment problems, and are not problems, but like delays. So you might be waiting a bit for your order. That's another con. So like, yeah. Something else I like is that when they ship out they're about ready to ship out your order. They're like getting ready to pack it up and send it off. They'll send you an email and they'll say something along the lines of, I don't know, because I have not started my own subscription yet. Hopefully that'll be a thing like next month. Anyway, so they send you a little email and they're like, hey, you, we are about to ship out your order. Do you want to change anything? You good? You happy with what you got? Because we can make changes. And then you'd be like, yeah, this month I don't want pear. They have a pear flavor, which I'm, yeah, maybe. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't want pear this month. I want coconut pineapple. Yeah, it's okay. You go on the website, you change the flavors, you send it in. They're like, okay, we got this. And then they ship it off. You can cancel your subscription. You can expedite your subscription. You can change the shipping date to like next month. You don't have to do it month by month if you don't want to. You can, if you don't just want to like skip the subscription altogether, you can just order when you want to order, but you all, and you apparently, if you stay on their subscription thing, I don't know how many months it is, but somebody said if you stay on your on their subscription, you get stuff. I don't know how true that is. Don't, please, if that's not true, don't like quote me on that, but that's what somebody said. They do have a like referrals program type situation where if you share your link, because they'll send you a link, and if you share your link or your promo code or your whatever, I think it's like after 10 people use your info, you get a stainless steel bottle, and then you can get like two free sips with like 4 orders or something. And then like there's like little cool little things going on. It's like $15 for 4 of them, $27 for 8, and it just keeps going from there. If I'm not mistaken, you can go up to 32. Anything after that, you'll have to contact customer service and be like, I want this many. Personally, 8 is probably going to be enough for me, because like, just in case something happens to my order and it gets delayed somewhere. Because I've only drank, this is my 4th, technically, because I have tried the fruit punch and I didn't like it, so I don't count it. But this is my 4th cartridge sip thingamajig, so that I'm actually drinking. So, and it's not been a month yet. It's only been, I don't even want to think about it. It's only been like 3 weeks. So, yeah, about 8 would probably suffice. Plus, the only other sort of like drawback is, you can't or shouldn't, you shouldn't, but you can, you just shouldn't. After 10 days of having your sip open, doesn't matter if it's been in the water bottle for 10 days or not. After 10 days of drinking your sip, you should throw it out. I kept mine for nearly 2 weeks. There was a little bit still left because I took it apart, because I wanted to see what it looked like. Because curiosity killed the cat, okay? As soon as I said that, my cat came out. That was funny. Curiosity's gonna kill him one day, too. I hope not, but, you know. He's very curious, so am I. Anyway, you should probably like toss it after 2 weeks, because if you don't, you're gonna die. No, I'm kidding. If you don't, it's gonna become moldy. Somebody did an experiment where they had a sip, they drank like half of the sip, and they left the other half, and they have like a little sip, what the heck am I trying to say here? Sip safes. That also sounds weird. Where you can, I don't know what they look like, I don't have one. I don't really need one because I drink one at a time because I'm weird like that. You open your sip up, and when you decide, I want a new one, you just stick it in the sip safe. It will not keep your sip fresher. Apparently, neither will putting it in the fridge. I mean, yeah, it'll keep it cold, but I don't know about fresh. Anyway, also, I'm weird when it comes to things like that. I don't really want to stick it in the fridge. But you can, buy a sip safe. So this guy, his name, I believe, is Just Ask Carlos on YouTube. And he does a lot of circle reviews and circle experiments, and they're interesting. So he stuck his half drink sip in the sip safe for a week, for 4 weeks. Didn't touch it. It started getting moldy after that. Like on the 4th week, it was getting pretty yuck. There was some black stuff on it. So he tossed it. He kept one for 10 days and nothing happened to it. So somewhere between 10 days and like 4 weeks, yeah, I toss it. I would toss it out the window. Maybe you'll hit somebody with it. No, don't do that. But toss it in the trash or recycle it or something. Because I don't want anyone getting sick. Also, another kind of con is it's a U.S. thing. Somebody was asking me if you could buy them in Europe. And I suppose if, because I don't know if eBay's a thing, like in other countries, or like what the deal is there. But you can buy the cartridges on eBay, although since you can take them apart and you can, you know, finagle them a little bit, my paranoid ass would not ever. Nope. Nah, I'll buy from the manufacturer, thanks. I don't know, people might be sticking in there. Anyway, another pro that I just thought of is if you have a hydro flask or there's other bottles, I don't know, the hydro flask just seems to be the next popular thing. If you have a hydro flask, you can put a circle water bottle lid on your hydro flask and stick the cartridge in the hydro flask and drink it. The magic is in the lid, my friend. Apparently. So, yeah, you can do that if you choose. I am a weird individual because where possible, I like to use the actual product, not a third-party product. I know, I'm a weird one. We got it. But that's just me. If you have like a bajillion different water bottles lying around, and you're like, yeah, I want to use my 96-ounce hydro flask over here, first of all, if you're going to do that, just be warned. The circle cartridge is not going to last very long if you use a big bottle. I use a 22 ounce. I can usually get 3, maybe 4 bottles if I just drink straight flavoring and no water, which I never do. I switch back and forth. But, I mean, when I'm starting to run low, yeah, I'll drink like straight flavor stuff because I want to be done with it when I'm running low. I'm like, okay, on to the next one. So, especially when I'm getting down to the 10-day mark, I'm like, oh, okay, it's been 10 days. Let's hurry up and drink this bad boy. So, that only happened once with the mixed berry. I don't know why that took me so long to drink it, but oh, man. Probably because you don't really need a whole lot of flavor with that one. Unless you like a crazy amount. Let's see. Is there anything else I can tell you about it before I go try it? Tell you what it tastes like? Even though I already know what it tastes like because I've tried it before. I'll show you guys how it works. No, I think that's it. So, I'm gonna walk to my kitchen and get it out of the fridge because it should be cold enough now because, yeah, I'm a weird one. I don't like, I can drink like room temperature, like bottled water. It's a little weird. I can. But I just can't do it when it comes to tap water. It has to be cold. Okay. So, when you get your holy moly. Hold on. I'm having an issue. Hold on a second. By the way, it is cold. Can't get it out of the fridge. I don't know what that was. That was kind of strange. It was like stuck. When you get the starter kit, which I don't know if it's one of those things that you know you're gonna like. I don't know if you just like sign up and you're like, yeah, I don't really care about the free trial thing because it is free. You just gotta pay like $5 for shipping. They give you fruit punch and mixed berry, and then they give you a bottle with a lid, which I forgot. Oh, hold on. How? You forget a lid? I don't know. I don't think it would work if I didn't put the magic lid on it. Okay. I washed it this morning. That's why I forgot. Okay. Put the lid on the bottle like this. And then keep in mind though that the bottle is open mouthed when you just put the lid on. So please don't spill it. Also, these bottles, when you put the cartridge in, are spill proof. Ask me how I know. Okay. You stick the cartridge in like that. And then you turn the lid like this until it is securely locked in place. I like to make sure. Okay. Then there is a little, they call it a thin, I think. I think that's how they say it. And apparently, when you put the thing on there, there's like a little thing that says rest on the thin. I don't know if it says it on the bottle or if it says it on the instructions, but somewhere it says that. So you take the lid off like that and place it back. Now, I'm going to put the pumpkin on my desired number, which since I can't see, I'm guessing is a 2. I'm guessing. I don't know for sure, but I think it's a 2. Okay. Oh, that's much. Much better. Tastes like a pumpkin spice latte from somewhere. I don't know about Starbucks because I've never had their pumpkin spice, but definitely tastes like a pumpkin spice. So when you get a flavor, it's going to taste like that flavor. It's not going to taste like raspberries if it's peach. It's not going to taste like blueberry, mixed berry if it's fruit punch. And it's not. It's going to taste like what it says it is. So, circle is magic, essentially. We just haven't figured it out yet because muggles are stupid. I'm just kidding. I want no prejudice against muggles, but y'all need to open your eyes. Magic is real in the sense of circle. So, I give this product a 10 out of 10. I also have a flavor that I'm not sure what it is. So if anybody wants to hear me open it and drink it on a podcast, I can do that. And I probably will. I'm going to put this back on an X because I want to drink actual water. And you just... Oh no. Our water still tastes gross. Yeah. Not a fan of our water. But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah, I recommend this product to all my bratty subs who say the coffee is water, because technically it is. And I just proved it. So, anyway, that will conclude this podcast. I know it took a really long time for me to get to this point, but I like to do thorough reviews because I like to watch thorough reviews. So, yeah. Anyways, if you liked this podcast, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the handle LunaTheKitten92. You can also join my podcast Facebook group by searching through the eyes of a submissive heart podcast. And yes, there is a Discord because I can't stay away. Verification is required. Don't worry, I'm not here to ask people for their IDs. I just want to know your birthday so I know you're over 18. And yes, I know people can lie, but I kind of got to do something because I can't see. So, you know, IDs can be faked as well. Just saying. So, anyways, I hope you guys liked this. If you did, I want to know your thoughts on Circle. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is it great? You can send a voice message by going to anchor.fm/subheart or do the aforementioned things and let me know. Until next time, stay safe, stay kinky, be a positive member of your BDSM community. Stay hydrated, and let's keep filling the world with hearts. Bye, guys!